Kenya Wildlife Service rangers were on patrol in West Pokot, which is the northern Kenya in the Rift Valley, and they encountered a gang of six suspects who were armed, and they had gunfight between them. That was about 1 a.m. this morning, and the gunfight lasted for about 40 minutes, following which the KWS teams had gunned down five of them, and one managed to escape, and we were able to recover three AK-47 rifles and 15 bullets that had not been used. Police and Kenya Wildlife Service teams are still hunting for the escapee, and two rangers from Kenya Wildlife Service were injured. One slightly, he was treated and discharged from Kitale, that's in Western Kenya, and the other one was flown to Nairobi this morning for further treatment.
Would you call this a significant haul? We understand that you recovered around 50 kilograms of elephant tusk.
It's an important development because these are people armed with three very dangerous weapons, which, though it is sad that we've lost the elephants where the 50 kilograms were derived from, but at least we have five of them no longer in active poaching, and their guns will also no longer be used for killing more elephants. So that's an important development for us, that we've drawn these guns from the illegal arms. We've also decommissioned the people who were likely to continue killing our elephants. We don't know how many they've killed because we've not interviewed them, but if we get one who escaped, probably we'll get more insight into what they've been doing.